Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
Getting revenge without getting arrested. We have comedian slash...
Probably.
Do need that one. Probably get you arrested. Ish is a comedian and a lawyer, and she's been coming on this week, and she's been telling you guys, look, if you're burned and you really want to get revenge, don't put so much energy into it that it's going to end up in lawsuits and jail. There's a certain science to going just to the line, just so you don't get arrested. Earlier in the week, Ish, we had what? It was insects the first day?
Insects, bags of exotic animal poop, elephants recommended. We also had a Christmas tree slash jack-o'-lantern drop-off lots, which is a fave.
The curdled milk. Who could forget the curdled milk spray?
Cannot forget the curdled milk, the classic curdled milk. One of my favorites.
All right. Today we are focusing on what-ish?
Today we are focusing on something that's very caring, very loving, very low effort. Now, even though this man burned you, you still want him to be insured. You still want him to have health insurance and car insurance, homeowners insurance. So why not go ahead and sign him up for as many health insurance quotes, car insurance quotes, homeowners insurance quotes as possible. And, you know, maybe those people do happen to sell your information to everyone in the entire world. And maybe they do relentlessly call you to the point where your phone is unusable. And yes, it is actually impossible to get off of any of these lists, but you're only doing it because you care. You're just doing it because you're a kind person.
Yeah, if you have ever called for a quote on any one of these things, you know how bad it is once your phone starts lighting up all day. And your suggestion is, don't do just one.
Never. All of them. Angie's List is also a great one. If you want to throw their number up on Craigslist saying, you know, they're selling a car at a really reasonable price, just really put their phone number out there. Well, maybe not Craigslist. That could qualifies doxing, maybe, but if you're giving it to the federal government to try to get them some help, you know, healthcare.gov.
I am convinced somebody signed me for AARP because there's no way that I am I'm ready for those kind of notifications.
I think life signed you up.
You can kiss my old
AARP. It's a dig to the ego. Rate discounts. I signed myself up for it because there's no age requirement. Actually,
Wait, what?
Excellent discounts.
Wait, this is
There's no requirement.
You don't have to be like 55 and older to get any AARP benefits?
To get the really peak discounts, you do have to be like 65 or something. But I'm signed up for AARP. I have a membership card. I found that out while I may or may not have been sending some AARP stuff to this demon man. I may have found that out. But, you know, restaurants, hotels, car rentals, take advantage of it, really.
I am signing up today.
This is amazing. Yeah, because at some point, you will legitimately be a senior citizen. You're just getting in before everybody else.
I love a good deal. I love a good coupon. And I love a good promo code. Are you freaking kidding me?
This is great.
This is my wheelhouse, baby.
I feel like this is also fun to do around election years when you start signing them up for the opposing political party's email list.
Oh, that's even more diabolical.
Especially if they're really passionate about a certain candidate. Get under their skin in their email list.
Yeah, that's a great one.
What is the law about signing people up for as many of these as you can? Because I know that I've been on just one, and I think it was an insurance quote, and they called relentlessly, and it wasn't just one day. The law doesn't protect anybody from being on 5 or 6 or 7 of those lists.
We live in a late stage capitalist hellscape and privatization of health insurance. I think I'm pretty sure our government's all for it. They're about to get rid of all of it anyways. So, you know, let them help them get ahead of the game. You know what I'm saying? And it's also really great because they really want to make sure you're insured. So these calls won't just be a couple of days. They will be months and months. Yes. And then just in case they didn't get insured, if you want to set a calendar reminder to follow up in 3 months and sign them up again, I think that would be very altruistic.
That's so personally. Good. So good. Okay, so let's go through these again. There's insurance. There's what else?
There's car insurance, health insurance, homeowners insurance, Scientology if you're interested, perhaps Jehovah's Witnesses, the Mormons, get them spiritually fit. Just the whole gambit, and their phone will be unusable. So good luck trying to text other girls. Every 5 minutes you're on Tinder, you will be getting another call. And if they happen to go insane, so be it.
I do
they
like
drove you insane, so you might as well.
I do like Abby's political angle as well.
Yeah, you know how people feel about those, man.
Yeah, well, I'm just, you know, helping them educate themselves about the other side and where other people are coming from as well. So I'm just looking out for them, really.
Okay. There's so much philanthropy in this one. I really dig it.
Yeah, we're just trying to help. That's all. Ish, where can people see you online?
They can find me at What the Ish, TikTok, Instagram, all the things. And there's a lot of other great ideas over there.
Okay, we've got four already. We'll do one more tomorrow, okay? Again, check her out, What the Ish, on any social media platform.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, so Amanda and I are now in the relationship phase where we can be slightly annoyed with each other. The honeymoon period is pretty much over. And I want to give you two instances. One, I only realized this morning when you were telling the story about Bart that there are times in our relationship. No, there are not a lot of times in our relationship when I'm the Bart. In this particular case, I was, and it broke my heart. That one I'll do second. So I told you that we're moving my son Hollis up to Athens. Man, he's got a great plan. He's getting the grades now. He's going to get that Hope scholarship. Everything's looking great. What I did when we were going to sign him up initially for his apartment complex, and this is where she got so annoyed with me, because she's like, you are robbing him of a quintessential college of experience. So they have this program that you can hire college students when you show up to the apartment at a certain time that will help you bring up all of the stuff into their apartments. So when I told her that I had hired a bunch of students to do that, so once we get to Athens, they will be helping these students, these random students that are getting paid, they will be helping us bring all the stuff up to his apartment. She was so annoyed. She's like, this is like the quintessential college experience. You should be sweating it out with your kids. You should not enjoy this experience whatsoever. And here you hired a bunch of kids that are taking these things out of our hands. She was visibly annoyed. She's like, you are so soft.
Yeah. Well, you are.
Yes. But I can assure you this, when I ran the idea by my ex-wife, who is my age also, she was like, thank you.
You are soft, but you are also older and wiser. Yep. And that back doesn't pick up things like it used to.
Tell me.
Those knees don't bend like they used
Tell
to.
Tell me, man. And Joe's going to be there also. He's my age as well.
Yeah.
So if Amanda wants to pick all that stuff up and run up there with the college students that I hired, go for it, girl.
And, you know, I appreciate it. So I used to do move-in day at my university because I was a hall director. So I would help kids move in on first day. And it makes everything go so much faster. It allows the family to actually be in the moment with their kid. It allows mom and dad to be in the room helping their son set or daughter set up everything. It's really cool. And because he's not in a dorm, you're kind of recreating that experience that he is missing, which is freshman move-in day. I think it's great.
Yeah, I can't even complain about her at all because she's been so helpful. I was telling Cassie you weren't in the studio. This is kind of a sidebar. She's just so damn sweet that yesterday, because I was at work and Hayden has been looking for any kind of job to get any kind of money right now to help his mom out because they are living together and, you know, he needs to chip in a little bit. So he's got social anxiety and he's very nervous about going from place to place. So Amanda volunteered for the second time now to take him to fill out job applications and go on interviews and calm him down before he goes in. So she goes with him yesterday. And then when she was done with that, she comes over to my house and immediately turns around and goes with Hollis and I to go school shopping for him for college. Mm-hmm. So I was thanking her yesterday, late last night before she took off. And I said, thank you so much for investing all of your time in my family. And she stopped me and looked at me weird and she said, that's our family.
Aw. She's so stupid thoughtful.
Damn her.
I know.
I almost started crying last night. I'm doing it again now. And okay, so the second thing, this was my annoyance because of her sweetness, but I was the Bart in this situation. So I think it was last Friday that Fulton County Humane Society had to euthanize like 30 dogs at 7 o'clock on either Thursday or Friday night.
Yeah, Lifeline Animal Services, they're struggling right now. Like there's overcrowding at a lot of the county shelters right now.
So I get this text from her and it says, I'm thinking about doing something and just begging for forgiveness rather than asking for permission. I have absolutely no idea what she's talking about, but she doesn't have the capacity to do that. So she comes clean to me and she's like, she's starting to text me. She's like, all of these dogs are about to be euthanized at 7 o'clock tonight. And Atlanta Humane Society is very good about marketing that the dogs that are going to be euthanized. They are trying to get, they're doing their job. I am not complaining about the way they handle their job at all, but it's their job to emotionally get you connected to these dogs, knowing that if you don't come and help out, these dogs aren't going to be around anymore. So on their Instagram, they're showing this one dog, Scrappy, that Amanda immediately fell in love with. A shy dog, little dog. They said he doesn't like, he doesn't bark a lot. He just wants to be kind of kept to himself. So they're describing him. She immediately attaches herself to him. And then they show him on his last walk, and they literally say this is Scrappy's last walk before 7 o'clock. So Amanda comes in and she is crying because we were going to meet that afternoon, and she's like, she wants to go and she wants to foster this dog. So I become Bart and I become practical.
Mm-hmm.
Yet I am feeling so much guilt about it too, because I'm feeling the same. I love dogs. Mm-hmm. And I'm always kind of like chopping at the bits to get another one, even though I know I don't have the time for it. I don't have the space for it right now. I have a dog that will completely ignore a dog that comes in the house. So I'm always thinking about it. So she brings it in, and, or she brings it up, and she tells me about it, and I immediately start taking a look at the pictures. And my knee-jerk reaction was, and she's crying. She's crying. There's tears. So
she's a sensitive soul.
She is, and I love her for it, right?
She cares big.
But we're in a position right now. She's living in one place. I'm living in the other place. When she spends the night at my place, which is more often than I'm at hers because of my work schedule, she brings Copper, her dog, in, and it's just like this back and forth. And we're kind of living these two lives, mostly her. The stress is on her. So I had to say, look, this is, you don't have the bandwidth for this right now. You know, you just don't. You got an almost 5-year-old that just started school again. You're going to be tracking this dog into your house, then into my house. It's become my dog also. We just can't do it right now. And I felt terrible about it. I felt so guilty about it. To make a long story short, we did not get any dogs. And to make a long story short, with a winning and a positive outcome, Scrappy was adopted.
Yay!
Oh my God, I'm so relieved.
I know, man.
When you can't end the story with that.
Yeah, right.
Even though we didn't adopt Scrappy, he did now.
Scrappy is okay. And I think they have another one of these coming up. I'm not sure if they have like certain days. I didn't really do the research on it. Like they're holding out and holding out and holding out. Then they have these days where they have to like do all of that in one day.
And just to clarify, Atlanta Humane Society is a no-kill shelter. So that's not happening there. This is
a Fulton County.
Yes, exactly. So it's the county shelters that get their over capacity. And if you've ever visited one, which I have, the overcrowding, like it breaks your heart. So if you are in a position where you can foster or you can adopt responsibly, then I highly encourage you to do so.
Adopting responsibly also is really, and again, it was going to be a fostering situation, but I also was trying to be practical about it. And when I'm the practical one in the relationship, we got a real problem. But I was thinking, look, we can't give it 100% attention once it gets into our house, and that's not great for it also. So I think adopting responsibly and not emotionally was the key that day. And it's still, the good news is Scrappy's okay. The good news is Scrappy is okay.
Yay for Scrappy!
Yay for Scrappy.
You're on The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Is she the a-hole for telling her best friend her marriage is doomed? And it's not so much, I think, being honest with your best friend. It's the fact that she chose to do it at her friend's bachelorette party.
Oh, my God. You got to do that before the engagement. Like, once that ring is on, baby, it's a one-way trip to marriage town.
Even after the ring is on? Like, yeah, you voiced your opinion and you think, because there's always a chance they're going to break up. And there's also always a chance an engagement's going to break up.
Yeah.
But they get engaged. And that's a one and done conversation. Either they're going to listen to you or they're not.
Mm-hmm.
But they get engaged and be like, hey, here's how I feel as your friend, blah, 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 blah.
And then after that, it's done. Choosing to do it at the bachelorette party is savage.
It's dubious. It's dubious. It's diabolical because I've had that conversation before. And I told my friend, I said, listen, I'm going to say this once. And I'm going to say it one time only. And I'm going to be unemotional about this. And I didn't go into some tirade. I just listed off the facts, what I had seen. And I said, I just want you to know this is what I am noticing. You can now take that and do with it what you will. But after that, hands off. Like now anything that happens is on you. So I think it's got to happen before the engagement.
Your opinions are noted, but I am interested to see how you feel after you hear what went down. I'm 27 and I've been best friends with Amy, who's 28, for years. She has been with this guy, Jake, for about 3 years. And honestly, he is a walking red flag. He is super controlling, jealous, always checking her location. And once he called her 9 times while we were just shopping at Target. Amy keeps defending him, saying he's protective because he cares so much. Whatever. So at her bachelorette party, it was supposed to be a fun girls' night, but Jake kept blowing up her phone. Texts, FaceTimes, asking where she was, accusing her of acting single. She kept leaving to call him back, crying and apologizing while the rest of us sat there awkwardly at her bachelorette party. After about the 4th time that she left the table, I just lost it. When she came back, I said loud enough for the whole table to hear, you're not marrying a husband. You're signing up for a lifetime of being babysat by a jealous man-child. Amy started crying and ran out of the bar. Half the girls followed her. And later that night, her mom called me, drunk, thanking me because apparently they have all been worried about Jake, but they didn't know how to stop the wedding. Her mom told Amy that if she goes through with the wedding, they're not going to pay for it. So now Amy has blocked Jake, moved out of their apartment, and moved back into her parents' house. But she also blocked me for humiliating her in front of half of our friend group Half of our friend group is saying I did the right thing, and the other half is calling me jealous and toxic for blowing up her relationship right before the wedding. So, am I the a-hole?
That was a lot of detail to take in.
This is kind of the perfect example of it's not what you say, but how and when you say it. Mm-hmm. If everyone is really feeling this way about Jake, so much so that the mom is calling you and being like, oh, thank God, like we did not want to pay for this wedding, then you probably have like a seriously toxic dude on your hands. So do I think she was right for saying it at the bachelorette in the way that she did? Absolutely not. I'm gonna give her some grace because I'm sure there was a little bit of tequila involved. But I think obviously this is how everyone's been feeling. And if the parents are willing to not pay for the wedding, then yeah, I think it's a serious enough issue to speak up and say something.
Yeah. Is she the a-hole for telling her friend that? No. Is she an a-hole for doing it at the bar in front of everybody and embarrassing her at her bachelorette party? She is, absolutely. Like, if you're at the bar, you're having, you know, you're allegedly having fun. Obviously, she's not because she's constantly going out and talking to the overbearing fiance. But when she comes back in, you let your emotions get the better of you about a relationship that you are not in. Granted, it's your friend and you care about her and you want to see her be in a healthy relationship, not a controlling one. But the way you outed her in front of everybody, instead of just like, hey, I need to go to the bathroom, will you come with me? Pulling her aside and be like, I'm really worried about you. Like, this is not healthy behavior. He is ruining your bachelorette party. But then again, if she hadn't done it the way she had done it, would she still be with him?
And that's my thing, because mm-hmm. I guarantee, she doesn't say it, but if you've got a guy blowing up your phone, where are you, 9 times while you're at Target, they have to have said something. So it almost sounded like everyone needed to know that this guy was a D-bag for her to finally address it. So is she the a-hole or is she a really good friend?
What does the Reddit thread say?
Split between the two. Mm-hmm.
We're going to be playing a round of pop culture Jeopardy here in just a minute. But first, I have to give you a new scam warning.
Oh, no.
There is a new scam out there, and this might be the worst of the worst. People are just so disappointing. And the fact that somebody is preying on people at their lowest time is just beyond gross. So there's a new scam where people find lost pet flyers.
Oh my God, no. I don't even want to hear this.
And then they call the person and say, hey, we found your pet, but they need emergency surgery. Mm-hmm. Can you Venmo X amount of money so we can save your pet's life? So
This is going down in Washington State right now, and you're about to hear Justin Hills. He is the pet owner. He lost his cat. And then you're going to hear Don Baxter, who is the manager of field services of the Seattle Animal Shelter, talking about the scam and what you need to look out for.
They had done some research on me before they called. You know, they knew my name. They knew my cat's name. He has been injured. He was hit by a car. He needs surgery. Do you want to go ahead with that surgery? And then they asked if I could Venmo them $2,800.
We would never ask somebody over the phone to make a payment. We're going to get that pet to a veterinarian and get it care and treatment, and then we'll work out how to get the pet back to the owner after that.
The back of my head is screaming, this is a scam, this is a scam. Your baby, your fur child is missing. I would do anything to get my baby boy back.
People are the worst.
Oh, God, that made me so nauseous listening to it.
Right? I mean, absolute worst. So that's just, it's a new scam. Because we were talking about recently the text messages about the
statistics?
No. Like when you take the HOV lane, like your Peach Pass or something like that.
Oh, the scanner?
Yes. They were scamming people that way. We told you guys about that one because I was getting text messages about the Peach Pass because we have one letting me know that you don't have enough money, blah, blah, blah. But that's all a scam. They're just trying to get your money. And now we have this new one where people are finding lost pet flyers and hitting people up for money to, quote unquote, save their pet.
I just can't imagine having a regular 9-to-5 would be harder than what you're doing with this scam. Not to be like, get a job, but get a job and get a life. And you know what? How about a hobby too? You have too much time on your hands.
You need all three in your life. All right, Rebecca, take it over for Pop Culture Jeopardy.
Yes, it's time for another round of Pop Culture Jeopardy.
Do, 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 do,
yeah, we totally lost it at the end.
I love how high budget this show is.
That's such a good jingle.
Yeah, yeah, high budget and the fact that we can't afford any copyrighted music, so we have to sing around.
Okay, this is the version of Jeopardy for people who don't know the name of their congressman but have stopped to ask themselves, can Mom Talk survive this? This game and its questions is ripped directly from the show Pop Culture Jeopardy, hosted by Colin Jost, that I finally realized is on Prime. That's where I've been watching it, and that's where you can watch it too. So players, I have 10 clues in total. I will read off the category, the question, and then you guys, the contestants, will ring in by yelling beep, 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 beep to give your answer and win a point.
And we have to word it in a question.
Yes, in true Jeopardy form.
Okay.
Please remember, phrase your answer in the form of a question.
Okay. Beep, beep.
Go ahead. You have a question?
Oh, no. Beep, beep. No. Oh.
That was me. You kind of have to differentiate between your beep, beeps.
All right.
How about you go beep, beep, and I go doot, doot.
Okay. Beep, beep, doot,
beep,
doot.
Beep, beep. What are you doing, Tommy?
Meep,
beep. Meep,
meep. Oh, meep, meep. That's okay. Cute. Okay. Here is the first category. They turned up at Comic-Con. I saw Donatello, Michelangelo.
Mimi? What are the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No.
Permission for her to answer the question or to finish reading the question.
All right. Here we go again. I saw Donatello, Michelangelo, and Leonardo of the Ninja Turtles.
Doo-doo.
Who is Raphael?
That is correct.
Yeah.
She knows her turtles.
Oh, my God.
All right. Next up, good advice. Kelly Clarkson advised in her hit song, You Tried to Break Me, But You See, these 7 words.
You tried to break me, but we have to know the 7 words?
Mm-hmm.
beep, beep. Mm-hmm. I can't do this anymore. I have a talk show.
No.
Oh, I got it. Doot, 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 doot.
I said meet me before you did.
Go ahead.
Okay, Tommy.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Oh, that's correct. Point Tommy. All right, category is call the exterminator. Blood found in ancient mosquitoes trapped in amber is the basis of this.
Meep, meep.
Yes, Tommy.
What is Jurassic Park?
That is correct.
How have you have Google pulled up?
No.
You remember that? Because the guy, the old man with the cane, and it has the mosquito and the amber, and that's where they extracted the DNA to make the dinosaurs.
I haven't seen that.
Where they make the dinosaurs.
Make the dinosaurs.
According to the cartoon.
Category is drunk on pop culture. This cocktail containing vodka, orange liqueur, and cranberry juice is synonymous with Sex and the City.
What is a cosmopolitan?
Very good job. Wait, what's that sound? A little delay for the daily double. All right, Tommy, you have the most points, so you have the chance to answer this question for 3 whole points. If your answer is incorrect, then Abby and Kristen will get the chance to steal. Your category is killer movies.
Okay.
Bees. They kill poor Macaulay Culkin in My Girl, leading to this 6-word outcry by actress Anna Chlumsky at the funeral.
Oh, no. I don't know. I've seen the movie. I don't remember.
Kristen?
He can't see without his glasses.
That is correct.
You're on The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.